There's its end, then, Tiago added when the shaking at last abated. Like the wizardry displays in times of celebration, spellcasters always liked to end with a grand display. Braylon nodded. Ravel had told them all that the lightning web would strike as the cavern slaughter was winding down, and the ensuing crescendo only confirmed that. Almost certainly, then, the demonic reinforcements had slowed to a trickle, and so the wizards and priestesses had pulled out their last great display. "The slaughter in the cavern nears its end," Tiago shouted. His call carried back to all tendrils of the regiment with the weight of an undeniable command. As the weapons master assigned to this day's primary war party, Tiago stood in full command of the warrior forces around him, including nearly 100 foot soldiers and 10 times that number of orc, goblin, bugbear, and kobold slaves. Braylon listened carefully as Tiago barked orders, setting groups in place, organizing teams to go forward and cover the retreat of any wizards or priestesses who could not magically escape the cavern. Certainly, there were dimensional doors set up to get many back into the city, but those were to be used only by the extra spellcasters who had come out for the ambush. Many of the others, including those of House Duerden, had been assigned to the war party, and so would soon be returning to find their place among Tiago's command. What struck Braylon most about Tiago's stream of orders was the tone of the weapon master's voice, one that showed him to be less than pleased by these events. Braylon had noted that combination of imperiousness and frustration from the beginning. His associate, Valis Hune, perhaps the greatest of Bregendierth's scouts, had come to them hours earlier with word of the vast demonic force approaching. Such information had elevated today's events above Tiago, had demanded magical communication with the city's rulers. Sorcerer had emptied herself of wizards, Arek Tynalith had sent forth all her priestesses in training, and many of the major houses, including Bayenri and Barrison Delarmgo, had sent forth a cadre of their greatest spellcasters. And that left Tiago sitting back in the peaceful corridor, clutching his unbloodied sword as a great victory was won in the ambush cavern in front of him. Braylon found himself truly amazed at how desperately this weapons master craved battle, and with demons no less. His anger was unrelenting, and Braylon knew it all stemmed from Tiago's failure to secure the head of Drizzt Do'Urden. Movement in the corridor ahead signaled the return of the spellcasters. The priestesses came first, showing little urgency, which confirmed that the slaughter in the cavern had been near complete, and which only deepened the scowl on Tiago's face. They, including Sarabel Do'Urden, Tiago's wife, moved past Tiago and Braylon and the other melee commanders to take up their positions in the third rank, near enough to offer healing to any who might be wounded. Then came the wizards, moving more swiftly, and with those in the rear of the procession glancing back somewhat nervously. Ravel led the way, along with Jaimus Orlaren, who was rumored to be the newest member of the Do'Urden House Court. Both stopped when they got to Tiago, Jaimus waving the others into position among the second rank of warriors. "I have never seen such a horde," Ravel said to Tiago. "We obliterated them by the hundreds, but they simply kept coming." "Kept coming without regard," Jaimus exclaimed, seeming equally at a loss. "They marched without hesitation over the bodies of scores and hundreds of their abyssal kin, and so they too were obliterated. The entire cavern is deep in the piled, empty husks of demons sent home." Ravel started to add to that, but could only shake his head. "But are there more remaining?" Tiago asked, and it was obvious to Braylon and everyone else who heard him that he was hoping the answer would be yes. "Balgura were spotted in the masterways beyond the chamber," Ravel confirmed, rushing to join their comrades in oblivion. Braylon sighed, but tried to disguise it as a cough, unsuccessfully, he knew, when Tiago turned a glare over him. He had battled demons before, of course, as was true of every drow who had grown up in Menzo Berenzon, but he counted Balgura among his least favorite foes. They looked like some joke of the gods, resembling great apes with orange hair and massive limbs. Every Balgura Braylon had ever seen stood as tall as the tip of his finger if he held his arm straight up over his head and four times his weight. Yet despite that imposing